Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 286. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. And, you know, I always joke on the podcast that I'm really nothing special, and that, like, I'm not some enlightened guy who's had some kind of spiritual awakening or anything like that. It kind of just poking at myself, but I stand by that because I feel like I'm just a guy being a dude, but what I have discovered about myself that honestly has made me just so much happier and more fulfilled in my life is that I've developed this ability to approach life, love, frustration, everything with logic. You know, logic, figuring out what is genuinely true to me and me alone, you know, no noise from other people, no pressure, just your boy and his intuition, his logical sense of compassion for himself. That's what I've learned. And it's made me so much happier to be able to cut through the noise and just listen to what makes logical sense to me, what makes intuitive sense to me. And so I'm all on board with this idea of being intuitive, of being logical, of not overthinking in life, because that is what I think our soul wants, like our heart wants, just simple, intuitive, compassionate logic for ourselves, you know, doing and saying what makes sense for you and ignoring the pressure. Just doing what makes sense for you, who you are, and what you believe in. I really believe that's the key to living a happy life. It's kind of just like blocking out the noise, the assumptions about what you should do, comparing yourself to other people, and instead just doing and embracing what makes logical sense for you. You know, it's like that if your heart is telling you that, hey, I should be single right now, but society is saying, oh, you're getting too old, that you listen to your heart. You listen to your intuition, that if your heart is telling you that you're capable of doing more, of making more impact in the world, but society is telling you that you should just be grateful you have a job, that you listen to your heart, right? And you learn to cut out the pressure from society and other people, expectations of you, assumptions about you. So today I want to talk about something that I've really leaned into logically that has made me so much happier. But more importantly, it's really helped me stomach rejection in life. Rejection. It's like now I've gotten at a point where I can hear no. And honestly, like I really don't feel any long-lasting disappointment. I don't second guess myself really. And it's just kind of because of this way that I logically break it down. So this episode is going to be pretty short, but I want to show you a trick I use, a mindset trick I use that will help you handle rejection. It's rejection. I can't think of a more common human experience than being rejected, than being told no. So I think this is something that we could all use. This idea, this mindset that I'm going to talk about will help you handle not being where you want to be in life right now. It'll help you keep moving forward towards what you want and what you deserve without doubting yourself, certainly without throwing in the towel and without being tempted to settle. So I'm going to hop right into it and show you how I make sense of rejection in a way, to me, that's just really intuitive. If you're enjoying the podcast, all I ask is that you share it with a friend. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, that you take 2 minutes and drop a 5-star rating and review. It really does help the show grow. And I really, really appreciate it. So thank you so much for that. And as always, you can also visit newmindsethoodist.com and pick up a journal. I have 3 for sale right now, focused on different areas of life. And I'd be so grateful if you wanted to check those out. But regardless, I appreciate you. It means a lot to me that you take time to listen, and I'll hop right into it. into this idea of handling rejection. I've done episodes on rejection before where kind of my headline was kind of cliche, but I think really true, just that knowing is better than not knowing in life, that it's better to hear no than to hear nothing at all. And I stand by that 100%. I definitely stand by that because my goal in my life, my goal with this podcast is to minimize regret, is to help you minimize regret, is to minimize regret for myself. No regrets in life. And 99% of the time, I think regret comes from the things that you don't do or you don't say. So I stand by that. Absolutely. I say, shoot your shot. Better to do that and hear no than to never do anything at all. But, you know, that's all well and good and is, you know, a very energizing sentiment until you find yourself shooting your shot, putting yourself out there, asking for what you want and deserve. But, you know, you keep hearing no and no and no thank you, not right now, and so on and so on, right? Like that idea kind of loses its charm after a while of being rejected. And you're like, Case, what the fuck? You know, yeah, I guess it's better to know than it is to not know. But damn, now I'm tempted to know that I suck or that I'm meant to hear no for the rest of my life. And I don't want that for you at all. I want you to pump the brakes right there because I think this mindset can help you. It can help you handle rejection after rejection after rejection because that is the human experience. It really is. It is. And I think this mindset can help you deal with a journey that's very up and down, that really makes you tempted to second guess yourself. So this mindset that I'm going to talk about here can help you realize that for every no you hear, for every I'm not interested you hear, for every the timing isn't right you hear, for every no or excuse or whatever it is that you hear, you'll realize that you're getting closer and closer to what you want and you deserve. And not just like wishful thinking that, oh yeah, you know, I'm getting there, I'm doing it, but like logically based proof that you are. So here it is. And I don't know where I originally got this idea. I've had a note written down on my phone for a while back, but I don't think this idea is original to me. I've seen a lot of startup founders kind of lean into this idea because that's an experience that's very ripe with hearing no, starting your own business. But the idea here is that to handle rejection better, you have to learn to celebrate no. And how do you do that? How do you celebrate no? Well, you prove to yourself that each no is getting you closer to yes. So the method that I've kind of borrowed here goes like this. First, you sit down and figure out what your goal is, right? The yes that you want to hear in your life. And be really specific. That could be the yes to getting your dream job, the yes to getting signed to the record label, the yes to finally finding your dream person and you have no doubts about them, the yes to whatever it is that you've determined is success in your life. So it could be business, creative field, a hobby, a sport, your relationship, your personal development, whatever it is. Think about what success means and the yes that you want to hear. What is that one yes that you want to hear? Now, sit down, and this is an exact science and you should not overthink it, but sit down and calculate the odds of succeeding, the odds of hearing that yes. As in, for every one yes, I'm going to need to hear 50 no's. Calculate the odds. And obviously there's no way to know this, so you're just gonna have to pick a number, but sit down and kind of just pick something. Pick it honestly and intuitively and just rock with that number. So like, in your dating life, for instance, you could say, it is going to take me 20 shitty dates to find someone that I know I am worthy of and they're worthy of me. Okay, that's your number. Or in your career, you know, it's going to take me 3 jobs, 4 jobs until I finally get my dream job. Or in a creative endeavor, I'm going to need to hear no 20 times until I hear yes, that I got the book deal, that I got a feature in Forbes or whatever it is. Calculate the odds of the yes you want to hear. Just come up with a number that reflects the value of what you want. That if it's really, really important to you, you're probably going to need to hear no more often, right? So that could be dating, that could be, you know, success of some kind. The more important it is to you, the more no's you're probably going to hear, the more failures you're probably going to experience. So now with that in mind, and again, it's just a loose number, but remember it. And now moving forward, for every no you hear, for every frustrating bad date you go on, for every curveball thrown your way, you can now look at it logically and say, for each no, I am statistically improving my odds of getting to yes. That if I need to hear no 20 times before yes, now I hear another no, so my odds just got better that yes is coming. That, let's say, for instance, you went on a bad date again. It's not a reflection of your worth. It's just that you needed to get that done, out of the way, learn from it in order to move closer to the yes that you deserve. And for each time you go on a bad date, you are statistically improving your odds to get to yes. This is just logically breaking down the power of hearing no. And it's a mindset. And it might not seem like much and it might seem like a reach, but it really does help you. It helps you. It won't take away the sting of rejection. Certainly, I don't think that's possible, but it'll help you like quickly flip a switch to realize that, okay, yeah, that sucked, but I've proven to myself now that it's moving me closer to hearing yes. So for instance, I'll give you a couple ways I use this in my life. First one, I do my music and mindfulness episodes on the podcast sometimes. More of those are coming soon, so stay tuned. But these involve me reaching out to well-known artists, their managers, their labels, and asking if they'd be interested in doing a collaboration with me. And in the beginning, when I first started these and I was just getting started, I really didn't have proof of what it was. The podcast was still growing. It was just an idea. So I didn't have a blue check mark on Instagram. So I was hearing a lot of no's. And in those instances, I remember early on, I sat down and I was like, okay, this sucks. But I'm going to assume that for every yes, I'm going to need to hear 10 no's, for instance. I just pulled that number out of nowhere. 10 no's sounded about right. 10 no's. 10 were not interested. 10, not right now, but thank yous. And I stuck to that in my head. And I would just say, okay, I need to reach out then to the 10 artists in order to hear that one yes. And that's what I did. And that's what I've done. And it led me to be able to work with some really big names and some really big artists because it trained me to not throw in the towel mentally or physically after 5 no's or 6 no's or 7 no's. It trained me to not get frustrated or doubt myself and my vision for what I wanted to create. It trained me to realize that every no is literally statistically improving my odds of hearing yes. Every no is improving my odds statistically of hearing yes. No is moving me closer to yes. And while it sucked to hear no, I would kind of celebrate it in a small way because I knew and I know that it's moving the needle for me. And that's been everything, right? It's been so impactful in my life in the realm of business and creativity. Certainly, I think this is great for you if you're listening and you're an artist or an entrepreneur or at your 9-to-5, shooting your shot to get what you want. You're going to hear no a lot, of course. You're going to hear a lot of you're not ready. You're going to hear a lot of excuses. So sit down and just make a quick assumption. For every yes, I'm going to hear 5 no's, 10 no's, 20 no's, whatever it is. Just pick a number that makes sense logically, and that'll become your guiding light. And obviously, the idea here is that you break the cycle, and it doesn't take 10 no's, right? But that's rare. And as you're moving towards that breakthrough in your life, now you can lean on this. And every time you feel that you're not where you want to be, that you're not doing what you want to do, that you're not getting the respect that you deserve or whatever it is, you can say, but I'm getting closer. And you can prove it to yourself because your odds are improving every time you hear no. And of course, this works in other areas of life, not just business. Dating is one as well. It's tough to put a number on how many partners you need before you find the one, right? Or how many bad dates you need to go on or whatever. But you can just think about it logically as well. That for every time you hear out, the timing isn't right. Sorry, we're not a good fit. For every person who doesn't respect you or doesn't see your worth, who doesn't choose you or whatever, that you're literally statistically improving your odds of finding someone who does. Because as much as love and relationships and compatibility is anything but logical, they're, because it's obviously very emotional and complicated and people are all over the place, it still does follow a certain logic. That for every time you're willing to put yourself in the game, for every time you're willing to try to love, to be hurt and learn from it, for every time you're willing to shoot your shot, to live your standard, you're statistically improving your odds of getting what you want and what you deserve. And once you get it, it's yours and it's yours forever. It's the same idea, right? Because love, the right person, your soulmate, they're not just going to show up in your life. It comes exclusively from trial and error. It comes from a willingness to try. It comes from a willingness to say yes, from going on dates, to meeting people, to just trying. And as much as that might suck, of course, because I get it. Sometimes you want to throw in the towel after fuckboy number 7, you know, bad date number 20. Like, I get that. But you can find some solace in the fact that you can recognize now that for every time you try, you're getting closer to the last time you'll have to try. And I really believe this. I genuinely believe this. And of course, there's no science to this. There's no proof of numbers or anything like this. But I believe that, you know, the quality of your life, how happy you are as you go after what you want and what you deserve, it comes down to your mindset and how quickly you're able to recover from disappointment, how gracefully you're able to roll with the punches and not doubt yourself. And I've found this mindset to be so powerful in helping you understand yourself and praise yourself for being in the game, for trying, for shooting your shot, and to not doubt yourself when you're just not quite there yet. Yet, keyword is yet, because trying, being in the game, shooting your shot, for every time you do that, even if you fail, even if you hear no, you're literally moving yourself closer to yes. And I hope this mindset reminds you of this fact and you can keep it in your back pocket for when you need it. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope this idea, this concept was helpful and you'll use it when you feel like giving up or you feel like you're doubting yourself. If this was helpful, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast with a friend, drop a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, and that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodist.com, and until next episode, I'm out.